Well, now to something we all love to hate: performance reviews or employee evaluations. Turns out they may not be all that effective. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, has written about this. He joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
Now, you write that one of the earliest records of performance reviews goes all the way back to the Wei Dynasty. That was around 230 AD. How were they used back then?
Well, we can't pinpoint the first performance review. A caveman beating some other caveman with a club was a kind of negative feedback. It just wasn't terribly constructive criticism. But yes, it is generally agreed that the first instance of an official formal performance review was in the Wei Dynasty, and it was an imperial rater using a 9-grade system to evaluate members of the royal family. And what I thought was especially funny about this instance is that the same criticisms that we have of performance reviews today, which is that the boss is biased, he doesn't understand us, he has his own favorites, was applicable 18 centuries ago. Chinese philosopher Sun Yu lamented famously that the imperial rater, and I'm quoting, seldom rates men according to their merits, but often according to his likes and dislikes. Plus ça change.
So. Well, and you say imperial raider, by the way. It sounds like some kind of a ship out of Star Wars, but I assume you're saying imperial R-A-T-E-R, imperial raider.
Right, raider, right, okay, exactly. No, the Chinese did not have a spaceship.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Third century.
Now, bring us into the 20th century, because performance reviews did seem to peak in the 80s with Jack Welch, who ran GE. Tell us about how he used them.
Jack Welch was very famous for a system that has been called rank and yank. That means rank everybody, a 20% group of extraordinary people, say a 70% group of ordinary people, and then a 10% group of underachievers who are just not up to expectations. Hmm. That is where the yank comes in. Often they would let go of the bottom decile. You see, Marissa Mayer, the head of Yahoo, has instituted a system quite like this. Microsoft has dabbled. Basically, companies want to find ways to differentiate the top performers and the bottom performers, and so they tend to institutionalize this sort of official performance review process to do it.
Well, you mentioned Microsoft. It had this stack ranking system, which rated employees on a 1-5 scale, 5 being the lowest, but they just got rid of that, right?
I do think that what you're seeing in a lot of different companies is an understanding that performance reviews are a horrible process, not only for the employees, but also for the employers. They take a lot of time, and research has suggested that they're not particularly useful at identifying top performers.
Well, so what's the best model going forward? Did you, in your research about this, find something that seems like it's a good idea?
It's hard to say exactly what works best because there's so many problems with performance reviews in the first place. You know, they're susceptible to a plague of biases. Employers are much more likely to favor employees that they hired, which seems like it's more chance than actual performance. But most importantly, they tend to be really bad motivators. One good reason to try to differentiate between people is to say, I want to give negative feedback to someone that I want to get better. But it turns out that giving negative feedback in these formal performance evaluations almost never actually accomplishes that. It turns out that only people that are extremely good at their jobs want to hear negative feedback. Mm. Think about how ironic that is. It's only people who need the least amount of negative feedback who actually appreciate negative feedback.
Everybody else just wants a cheerleader.
Everybody else just wants a cheerleader. They want to know that they fit in their job. They want motivation. And so all of this behavioral psychology, behavioral economic research that says that positive motivation is better than negative feedback, it turns out to be true, which makes performance evaluations that are trying to criticize bad workers rather difficult to achieve.
Derek Thompson, business editor at The Atlantic. And Derek, I've just gotten your performance review in right here, and it says you're doing a good job. So well done.
I very much appreciate the motivation. Thanks, Jeremy.
And if anyone wants to go onto our website and defend performance reviews, you are welcome to do that, hereandnow.org, or you can just go on there and bash them like Derek did. This is Here and Now.